Okay, this is the Drysdale vignette entitled Food Gardening Number 11. Coming up in 3, 2, 1. All over Canada, indeed throughout North America and in many other countries as well, the call is more food gardening. Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale, and I'll have more on that topic in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Everyone seems to have an opinion on how to get the best tasting tomato. Just about now, many gardeners are discussing various pruning theories, 1 liter or two, or just forget pruning altogether. I usually go with 1 liter. Recently, various methods of trellising have drawn attention. There are tomato cages, staking, the Florida weave, the Dutch spiral, the Caribbean quadrupod, the English long row, and on and on. It's enough to send a gardener packing his or her spade and hoe and heading to the produce aisle, or better yet, the farmer's market. It was in this context that I recently read of yet another study on growing the best-tasting tomatoes. The British Royal Horticultural Society is conducting a study at Wisley to see if tomatoes respond to voices. Auditions were recently held, and a cadre of people with different voices was selected to read verses by Shakespeare and others. Recordings of the readings are being played to the roots of the plants while a control group of tomatoes grows in silence. The study follows claims by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales that he talks to his tomatoes and thinks it helps them grow. While the study is fun, an RHS spokesman says it's definitely a serious study. The results have yet to be released. However, past tests have shown that plants respond to growers' stress, that is, if you think your plant won't make it, it probably won't. Bottom line is, don't worry about whether you should talk to your plants or not. Just enjoy them. I'm Art Drysdale.